Well, the clock continued, the counts down on a trade, on this trade period. Derek Hine is the Collingwood list manager. He's been pretty busy today and he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Footy. G'day, Derek.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, we're well, thanks, Decker. We appreciate your time. Jeremy Howe, he's joined the Pies. Was it a four-way deal? I think I read it a little while ago. Four-club deal?
I've lost count, to be honest with you. There was us, Melbourne, Adelaide and Port. Yeah, so
that's four. How hard are those deals to get done when it involves so many clubs, Derek?
Well, I think it's a little bit of an anomaly this year with the points. So, I mean, the AFL wants to make sure that everything all balances out. And in our case, it was a little bit of an outlier there because we were getting a pick from Port Adelaide to come back to us, which wasn't actually part of the Tumpus Melbourne type deal. So there's a little bit of working around how that all looked. So that was probably the hold up more than anything.
Derek, we just spoke with Peter Schwab and we probed him and he kind of folded a little bit too, if you heard the interview.
I didn't listen to it.
Now, what he did say was that they're keen to get Bastnak and obviously Aish would be important in getting that deal done, but their numbers would have to go back over to North Melbourne. And he said you're a fair way. You're in dialogue with Brisbane on that. Is that, from Collingwood's perspective, are you close to getting that deal done?
Well, I think that, as you quite correctly said, Shorter, a lot of it was geared around where Ryan was placed. Did he want to head up to, because he's a contracted player, did he want to head up to Brisbane? I'm not sure. I think that may be the case, but don't hold me to that. But so once that card falls, it's just now a matter of how that potentially works in with Ace and so on. So as you guys would know, James has indicated that he'd like to come to us, and we'd love him to come to us.
So can something get done in a three-way deal, Decker?
We're trying to broker the deal, Derek. We're trying to get it done.
I mean, I think Schwabby just said they need picks for points.
In terms of getting the points, did you say?
Yeah, they need some points up there.
Yeah, well, how it potentially works is that in terms of James, whether they want to separate that deal. I know that there was, at one point in time, there was some dialogue thinking that James may go directly for Ryan, but clearly that's not going to be the case. So now it's a matter of us looking at how our picks can potentially facilitate the points for Brisbane, and I'm unaware of what's actually coming for Brisbane this year, so I don't know how that all stacks up. But, you know, I've spoken to Schwabby probably two or three times a day for the last, I don't know, certainly over the weekend and on Friday. So we're just trying to work out how we can help them a little bit later on that can grab them some points.
So as it sits now, Derek, what picks have you got so far?
Well, we've got 26.
Yep.
We've traded the 32 out that we received for Seedsman, 47, and we've got 65 off the top of my head. Because obviously our first round selection will go for Adam, and so that's clearly not on the table.
While we're talking about Adam, we've been hearing since last week that the deal was going to be done. Are we close?
Well, it certainly is a marathon, not a sprint. There's no two ways about that.
Yep.
Yeah, it is close. I mean, at the moment, it's just we're sort of waiting for that second round pick that'll come back to us via GWS. So that's sort of getting itself sorted out. So hopefully this time tomorrow, we can be talking again.
I've got Wednesday 9:30. If you can make that happen, Derek.
I've got Wednesday 1:45.
That would help me
a lot. Golfing date somewhere along that.
with everything that's been happening, and we're hearing, you know, Dave Matthews' name a bit at GWS. How have they been in trying to get Adam Treloar across? And, you know, we hear about now that Adam went to Tasmania to get a hip release surgery done, which apparently he can walk out of. How's that all been, Derek?
Well, I mean, the dialogue's been consistent between all the clubs, and you know, in relation to Adam having a minor procedure, I mean, that's really reinforcement why we actually want Adam at our footy club. That given that you know, there was clearly on the back of a medical that he needed a very small procedure, and he was able to go off and facilitate it all himself. It was clearly he wasn't our player at that particular time, so. It's just really, really, really strong reinforcement of the professionalism of Adam, and he wanted to get the procedure done as soon as possible, so he'd be ready to go day one of pre-season.
So, Derek,
in terms of our conversations with GWS, it's been really consistent. It's been I mean, for a player of Adam's standing in the game and his age, I mean, clearly, you know, there's a lot of emotion tied up from both parties. But, you know, I think it couldn't have, it really couldn't have happened any quicker than what it has, to be honest with you, Marco.
So, Derek, that medical that you're talking about, that was the Collingwood medical, because we had Leon Cameron on earlier, and Leon said on the back of their medical that he didn't need that operation.
Yeah, no, well, it was completely independent of us. Yeah, completely independent of us. So, as I said, that Adam was the one, given that there was conversation about a small potential procedure, and he was able to go and do it off his own bat, completely independent of our doctors and the club itself, yeah.
Derek, at the start of the year, did you envisage that Paul Seedsman wouldn't be at the club, especially after his performance on Anzac Day? Did you think that come to the end of this year that he wouldn't be at Collingwood?
No, definitely not. No, it's a good point. I mean, Adam, you know, I'm sure you guys know his background. Not Adam, Paul. With his background in terms of, you know, he's been a Collingwood supporter through and through. And I think that, you know, Paul, in his thinking, felt that there wasn't consistent opportunities at a senior level. He's had a few hiccups along the way, a few little hip scrapes and that. So in his defence, he really hasn't had a really strong pre-season for a few seasons now. So, you're right, Schwartz. I certainly didn't envisage him not being at the club, post this season.
And, Derek, we touched on Jeremy Howe getting to Collingwood at the start of the interview. A lot of people off our SMS machine, a lot of Collingwood people want to know, what's he going to add and where is he going to be played?
Yeah, he'll certainly be playing in the front half, sort of that high half forward, fifth, sixth role that someone can roll up onto the wing. He's a really durable athlete, as you guys know. And, you know, we feel that he's got some really strong foundations to work off. We all see what his aerial power can do, clearly. Mm. But, you know, I know that Nathan has some really consistent dialogue with Jeremy in terms of the areas of his games that he wants him to improve on. And that gives us, you know, a real high level of confidence to bring Jeremy to the footy club.
Derek, just tell me what you felt or what you thought when you heard KB say that Adam Treloar's preferred club to go to was Richmond.
Well, he's not here yet, mate.
No, I know that. I know, but what did your heart drop? Did you make a call? Did you laugh? Did you? Did you scamper?
Scampering.
What did you do?
Well, clearly you guys have got a pun on this, surely.
No, not at all. No, just wondering.
I mean, I think that, and again, I think that's what, in Adam's defence, that he had three clubs of really genuine interest in his services, and all clubs, I'm sure, presented, I know for a fact we did, and I'm absolutely certain Richmond and North Melbourne would have as well, presented really strong cases for their clubs. And, you know, I think that in our case, that gave us a level of confidence was that the relationship that Adams had with Nathan through the under-16s, country under-16s a few years back. And I think that, if I was to nail it down to one thing, I reckon it would probably have been his relationships with Nathan and the status of the list coming through, like in terms of that quantum of sort of 22, 23-year-olds that he can jump on and hopefully come through together as one.
Derek, thanks for your time. Finally, if we gave you a free hit in the SEN sweep when Adam Treloar would be picked up, what time would you like to put your hands on?
And what day?
Yeah, what time, what day?
Well, I think it'll be tomorrow. I'll go for early afternoon. How's that?
Righto. We'll put you in at 1:30 Tuesday afternoon.
About 4:09 would be good.
Good on you, Derek.
Well, I've been in the AFL for the last 2.5 hours, so I reckon there's a fair chance that might happen.
Good on you, Derek. Thanks for your time.
Derek, hi there.
Have a good night.